Today's podcast is sponsored by TrueCar. You know, it can be very difficult to find clarity on the big news stories of the week. It can also be difficult to find clarity on the price of a brand new car, that is, unless you're shopping on TrueCar.com or with the TrueCar mobile app. Because with TrueCar, you could pick out all of the features that you want in the car that you are desiring, and you could see what other people are paying for that same exact car down to the zip code, so you know that you're not getting ripped off, you're not paying more than your neighbor for the same exact car, because people on TrueCar are saving an average of over $3,000 off of MSRP without any hassles or headaches that you would associate with going shopping for a new car. It's how car buying was always meant to be. There's been over 2 million cars. That's right, 2 million cars that have been sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. And there's over 10,000 dealers that you could be working with in the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. You can work directly with one of the TrueCar Certified Dealers when you visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app and start saving. TrueCar, never overpay. I'm Rob Sestrino, and today we're talking about all of the stories from the news that are news AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be news AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some news AF. Actual, factual news.
That's right. We are back with the actual factual news here for the week of January 25th, 2016. And here is our stellar news AF team. It's Tyson Apostle, who is live coming from Hawaii, and Danny Bryson live from his dungeon. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Yes.
So good.
So
I'm doing great.
Yeah, Tyson.
Yeah, you are.
You are vacationing this week, right? Or this month?
Yeah. Yep. This whole month and all of next month too.
Yeah. Wow. So you're in Hawaii. What have you been doing?
Taking care of raising a child, mostly.
Could have done that anywhere.
Yeah, you think so? No, I've been doing some snorkeling, some body surfing, lots of shopping and eating. It was my dream to come here and start losing weight, but that's not going to happen. Sorry, Danny, I'm going to be in worse shape than when I left.
Wow.
I'll have to push you around in a wheelbarrow while I run.
Now, is Rachel getting to do anything fun too? Or is it just like that you are on vacation and Rachel is doing like the same things I think she'd be doing if she was home?
Well, no, because she's wearing a swimsuit.
Okay. So this is good. Both you guys are having fun?
Yeah, we're both having fun.
Oh, that's nice.
Rachel loves the good weather. And my mom and brother are currently here visiting, and my dad's going to come next week. And or I guess later this week. And then we have a lot of friends coming, and I invited both of you and both of you declined my offer.
Yeah.
Well, I get to see you every Monday. So
that's true.
My Phillips.
That's too much. That's already too much.
Yeah. And I don't really go anywhere spur of the moment, much less to a whole different island. Like every move is prepared months in advance to get to this point. And that would be a tall order to do.
Well, the beauty of the living in LA, Rob, is that travel is at your fingertips there with LAX. You could get to Hawaii if they had the Concorde by the end of this podcast.
Sure.
I mean, you just fly home at night. Just stop by for lunch.
Tough to do. Yeah. Too much stuff to do over here. I'm happy just to be left alone for an hour so I could have a cup of coffee. That's really,
that's vacation.
Yeah, that would be a vacation for me. But let's not get into that. Tyson, so many people are cursing you right now listening to this podcast as they're shoveling snow, that you are in a tropical location like Hawaii. Do you have anything else that you could say to make people mad?
I've been eating a lot of chocolate and I've been sleeping in, and
even with the roosters.
Yeah, that's the one thing. So people may be less jealous of this. I wear earplugs when I sleep so that the roosters don't wake me up at 6:30 or 7 when regular people go to work.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you do hear any roosters in the background during this podcast, that is the explanation. That it's not a rooster sound effect.
Yeah, it's not one on Rob's soundboard. That is au naturel.
Yeah, we don't have any animal sound effects other than a talking llama on my soundboard.
Yeah, now we're all getting a taste of what it felt like to live 200 years ago.
Yeah. What, from the rooster or from rooster. No animal sound effects on the soundboard?
Well, no, from the rooster being outside, waking everybody up, the nature's alarm clock.
Mm-hmm. You used to have to schedule your sleep so that you would get enough as the rooster crowed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to talk about all the news stories that are news AF. So I wanted to open up talking about some of the stories that might affect people that were hit by tropical. Was it Blizzard Jonas? What do they call it? Winter Storm Jonas? What's the right word?
The snowpocalypse I saw being used.
Now, Tyson, I know you are buddies with Jonas Atsuji. Was he pumped up to have the blizzard named after him?
You know, I haven't really talked to him about that yet, but I will. I will definitely talk to him about it.
Could you text him and get his take on it?
I could actually, but he'd text me back. All the Utah survivors were trying to get together for dinner last week.
Yeah.
And I was on this text thread and I saw all these texts come through as they decided on a day. Cause you can never get like 10 people to pick a time and day. And they finally had settled on February 2nd at Tucano's in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
And I, hadn't chimed in the whole time. So at this point, once they decided where and when and what time, I said I couldn't, that was the only day I couldn't make it and be willing to go any other day. And then I waited. And I think people, I like to think people panicked because I'm pretty important. And then I just texted him, was like, JK bros, I'm on vacay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that Jonas might be the new top dog now that he got the tropical blizzard named after him.
Yeah, he's definitely, if he was not top dog before,
if he wasn't already,
definitely is now.
Lucky guy.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. Of course, today's podcast is named Eating Snow is News AF. So I think a lot of people have been under the misconception for quite some time that only yellow snow, that's the only dangerous snow to eat. Isn't that what you guys were always told?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And in fact, that other snow could be even purer for you because it comes straight from the sky.
Are you talking about cocaine? Is this a cocaine reference, Tyson?
Yes. pure snow.
But saying that, one thing you had to do here in the winter was there are layers of snow that have a fine film of like black on it. So you usually would have to
under that.
Remember, you had to get under that. You'd scrape off the top layer.
Right.
To get down to that pure stuff.
Okay. So black snow is bad. Yellow snow is bad. But for you, you always thought that the white snow was harmless. But it turns out that a new study has shown that even regular snow is unhealthy for human consumption. All right. Now, you guys like a lot of winter sports. Didn't you always have that in the back of your mind where, okay, if you know anything should happen to me, I can always eat the snow?
Now, there's a caveat here because it says natural urban snow. Urban snow. And we live right there on the edge of being urban. I don't think we're quite there yet.
Yeah, like Detroit would be urban.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, urban snow is the offender. I think
in Detroit though, might be better to eat the snow.
And plus you don't have to worry about the snow in Detroit. There's so many other things on your mind.
Yes.
I mean, the snow is last on that list.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So again, just a joke, Detroit.
Yeah, we love you guys.
So eating the snow, do you say suburban snow is still okay?
It sounds like it. It just says after just an hour on the ground, natural urban snow has absorbed an unhealthy amount of air pollutants. So they're just talking about urban snow, at least in this study.
So wait, so the reason why the snow is unhealthy to eat is because of the air pollution? Like, aren't we breathing the air?
Yeah, you're already breathing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure that the people who made this report would tell you that the air was also very bad for you.
Yeah. They held the study in Beijing, China.
Which Tyson and I went there and we thought it was fog. We're like, wow, this is some really thick fog. And they're like, no, this isn't fog. This is just pollution.
So the snow after it hits the ground for 1 hour. So is there like a ticking clock? So Danny, you're saying you got to take off the top layer for all the people that are home from work today or home from school that are bored and are looking out in the backyard and saying like, oh, like that, I can make a snow cone today.
Yeah, you've got an hour to make that snow cone.
Well, but it stops snowing on Saturday.
They don't do it.
So how far away from a city do you need to be?
I'll write an email to these scientists and get some answers. But they don't say here in the article.
I feel like even if the snow is over an hour old, though, as long as you take scrape the top off and get underneath the fresher stuff, because let's say it snows a foot, you think that a foot down is going to absorb all that air pollution too, or do you think the air pollution just settles on top?
Yeah, see, I always thought that when the snow fell through the air, it collected the pollution. Yeah. So it seems like you couldn't eat any depth of snow. But now this is kind of saying, no, when it sits there, it absorbs it. But, so I'm confused.
But wouldn't you think that the air pollution would penetrate the snow clouds that are making the snow? And that you wouldn't you think that the air pollution would already be in the snow that was coming down?
Yes.
That's what Danny said.
Yeah. So I don't understand why the hour is going to affect anything.
So here's like what they said.
5-minute rule.
Or they said concentrations of the dangerous pollutants started out near the detection limit, and by the end of the hour, the level of pollutants had risen enough to conclude that the snow had absorbed them. Hmm. So there really, something happens in that hour. It starts off where you can just barely detect it, but by the end of the hour, it's there in heavy quantities.
Hmm. Seems more like ground pollution than air pollution.
Yeah, well, it maybe was air pollution at first, and then it became ground pollution as it settled to the ground. Have they ever actually done a study on whether or not yellow snow is bad for you? Because what if yellow actually washes away a lot of the toxins?
Well, and can't you drink your pee 7 times, 6 or 7 times? So yeah.
Just we all know that.
Yeah, we all know that. So just the first time is probably okay.
Yeah.
It's a good point. It's a good point. So we'll see if that's the next study that these scientists decide to do. This is from the World Health Organization who did this study. So we'll see if maybe some more money could be devoted to that research.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely need to.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of people are making snowmen and snow women during the Blizzard Jonas. And so a new thing that people are doing is that they are making, instead of snow people, they are freezing pairs of pants. Tyson, has this ever occurred to you, taking a pair of your skinny jeans and freezing them outside in the snow?
No, but I really, really like this idea. I would be willing to try this.
All right, so how does it work?
So you soak the jeans in water.
Okay.
And then you take them out and freeze them. And I think once they're mostly frozen, you can kind of mold them and sculpt them into whatever shape you want.
Yes.
And then you let them freeze solid from there. And then you display them as art. And I think it is an idea that for some reason started trending way later than it should have. I feel like this is something that should have been like a Christmas tradition for the last 150 years.
Yeah, some bored teenager should have come up with this idea decades ago.
Yeah, hang up all of your denim around the house. That'll be a new Christmas tradition. So can you only do this with denim, Danny, or are there other fabrics that this would work with?
No, it looks like someone's using corduroy right here.
Oh,
yeah, a purple pair of corduroy pants. Kind of embarrassing that they're letting the neighbors know they own a pair of those pants.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, I think you can use anything that will absorb water and freeze.
Can we get a picture of this in the chat room here so people can see what we're talking about? The because it does look pretty cool, the frozen denim. Now, ideally, do you use with pairs of pants that you don't wear, or do you use a pair of pants that you currently do wear that is in style because you want to sort of let people know, like, hey, a trendy person lives in that house?
Yeah, some Zcavaricis or Jerbos. Right,
that would be bad.
Jerbos. Yes. I think Jerbos are too thick. They'll just topple over. There's no amount of ice that will freeze those solid. All the pockets filled with water.
Yeah, that could be. I think you use a pair that you don't wear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're hard to wear when they're frozen solid.
Yeah, and also somebody might steal them.
Takes them out of your rotation.
Run away with them. Now, if you took a pair of frozen denim jeans and then just smashed them on the ground, would they shatter into a million pieces?
I bet if there was enough ice on them.
What is it, liquid nitrogen? If you soak them in liquid nitrogen like that that Terminator?
Yeah.
I bet if they're really frozen solid and there's enough ice on them, they would. I've heard of people losing their ponytails and stuff, their frozen ponytails.
What? Somebody
heard. I've never seen.
Somebody got their ponytail frozen and then it cracked in half?
Snapped off.
Well, first off, how did they do that without dying?
So when I was a swimmer, we'd swim at 5 in the morning and then we'd go to school. So on our way out of the swim pool, our hair would still be wet and it would freeze. And that was like a fun game because you're only outside for 10, 20 minutes, but your hair freezes solid in that time.
Yeah. Your hair froze solid?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't get pneumonia?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. And then somebody just came over and like cracked it like with a hammer?
Well, with the guys, our hair was always pretty short because it would break off from all the chlorine, which is healthy for you. And
is that right?
What?
Chlorine is healthy for you?
No, that's false. Probably.
Your dry humor.
My dry humor.
But it was wet humor.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Get it?
Yes.
H2O.
Yes.
So you'd. Oh, look at my hair now. So we'd stand our hair up and freeze it solid, and then it would look like all spiky and cool for a little bit.
Wow.
Until it thawed out when we got to school. But the girls would have ponytails that were the same. They'd be wet. They wouldn't dry their hair when they left a lot of times because we didn't have time.
So would people freak out when their ponytails fell off from the ice?
I never saw it happen, but I have... This could be urban legend.
Then.
It could be urban legend.
I'm looking it up right now, and I'm not finding anything credible.
Actual crapshool, they're saying in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything immediate, so I'm going to put a hold on that as an urban myth.
Well, how about this to our listeners? If you have ponytails and live in a cold area, soak your hair.
I don't want that kind of blood on our hands.
Also, we're not responsible for any pneumonia that you may or may not get.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would love to see if somebody goes by a house that has frozen jeans outside.
Yeah, he gets a sweet picture of it.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool.
Full scene. Has anybody done a full scene of like 100 pairs?
Like a jean nativity scene?
Yeah.
Can you freeze a shirt also, or it's just the pants?
Yeah, why aren't they freezing shirts and putting them on top and freezing baby onesies? I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
And then put like a frozen hat on top.
The jeans are like a thickness that is easy to mold when they're partially frozen.
What about a flannel shirt?
No.
Like a thick flannel.
I think that doesn't mold as easily when it's partially frozen. I think the jeans really has something to it.
What about a denim shirt?
A thick denim shirt would probably work.
Yes. Okay. So make a whole denim man for your whole family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we need to do is divert some of this snow eating research towards frozen clothing research.
Yeah, if we could get the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
If we get the World Health Organization on freezing jeans.
Yeah.
Then
we could.
Hashtag freezing jeans.
All right, so let's stay with the subject of snow. And Tyson, I believe this was a story that you found this week about a man in Sweden who created an enormous picture of male genitalia in the snow.
Yeah,
almost like a crop circle.
Yeah, but gigantic.
Yeah.
So he was in the park and he had stumbled upon this picture, and I guess there's a whole group that is this is their mark, and the whole reason the group exists is to draw phallic symbols in the snow. And he was walking around in the park and saw one of these symbols and was offended, so he erased it. And then on the news, I think he saw something about it and how there was this group, so he started following the group, and then he started feeling bad for erasing it. So he drew an even bigger one as recompense for erasing the previous one. But he said he made it so big that people in the park on foot couldn't see it, couldn't tell what it was, and only helicopter and airplane pilots could, and they would have a good laugh. So he assumes that pilots are perverts and everyone else, every other park goer would be offended.
So I just want to make sure I have this story straight. So there was a man who was not related to this graffiti, saw this phallus drawn somewhere at the park. He erased it, but then he felt bad for removing the graffiti. So he got out a snowblower and made a gigantic crop circle snow phallus that could only be seen from overhead?
Correct.
Did the people who made the original one reach out to him?
I think he reached out to them and told them that it was him and that he was sorry that
How did he know?
How did he know it was them?
Yeah.
I think they took credit for the first one.
Would they take credit for things like ISIS? Like that it's just graffiti, right?
No, it's like snow dong graffiti, and that's like what their whole group is about.
Okay, so there was a smaller one somewhere?
Yeah, in the same park.
Like, how big was the smaller one?
I saw a picture of him, like, brushing it out.
Yeah.
And it was probably, it was like as big as a regular living room.
Okay. Mm. All right. I thought that the original one was just like with like a magic marker somewhere.
No, the smaller one was like as big as like a living room. It was still pretty big, but you could tell what it was just by standing there.
My question is, okay, so this wiener is circumcised.
Doesn't make sense.
I know. Does that offend, you know, is it a majority of people in Europe who don't circumcise? I mean, it's kind of weird that does the wiener group have a stand on circumcised, uncircumcised snow wieners, or they're like whatever you can draw, whatever makes you feel comfortable.
I do feel like the circumcised version is easier to draw. I think you sort of get what it is faster.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay. So that seems like
I've never seen a drawing of an uncircumcised wiener, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't really know how you represent that. That hasn't come up in Pictionary for me.
Yeah, do an image search on Google right now. I'm sure you'll get an education on the subject. I thought that was interesting. It is huge, though. So kudos to that guy for putting he actually had to use a snowblower.
And it's pretty precise. Like, you look at it and you're like, that's on a quite a large scale. And the fact that he got that pretty close, you know.
Yes.
We have a friend who used to try running with those running map apps. And he'd always try running a giant phallic symbol, like really big. So when somebody went and looked at what run he did, there would be a dong drawn in his run.
But I think we all agree the best accidental phallus or phallus drawing was the one of the weatherman that he drew.
Yeah. Yeah. That was,
that was probably the best widely seen phallus ever.
That was good also. well done. So do you think that this will be a thing? And will we see people maybe making like a giant phallus out of frozen pairs of jeans? Is that the next step?
I think that this already is a thing.
Yeah. I was going to say that too.
Whether or not it will transfer to the gene thing, I'm not sure, but you never know. It could cross.
Do you think that this will transfer over to the United States? It seems like this is happening in Europe. Following the blizzard Jonas, do you think that we will hear more accounts of this happening in the U.S.?
You do realize that all 13-year-olds do this at some point?
Yeah.
So the only difference is that this is a group of grown men doing it, whereas in America, it's more like a 13 to 14-year-old thing.
Yeah. And well, this is also with the use of the power tools that
power tools takes it to a whole new level.
The snow blower was involved. This was a massive snow blower job that this guy did.
I will say this: on our show, I drew a huge picture of something on a sand dune while we were waiting for a helicopter to do an overshot, just so I could send the pilot. I'll let you guys just use your imagination. And the pilot and the cameraman were not amused by the gigantic image.
I thought all pilots were perverted.
Yeah, but he had a film and we were standing right there. And then right behind us on the sand dune was a very inappropriate image. So I think that he was a little upset. He had to wait until we got beyond that sand dune before he could start filming. So,
okay. All right. So we'll see if there are more developments to report on this for next week. All right. How about some fast food news? We've always talked about these new trends in fast food that are happening before they reach us here in the United States. There is a new thing that McDonald's is trying that they are going to be giving this a shot in Japan. It is called the McChoco Potato. McChoco Potato. Danny, you are the resident chocolate lover here on the News AF team. Would you try French fries that are drizzled with white and milk chocolate?
Okay, so
isn't it a little redundant that there's white chocolate and then the dark chocolate is called milk chocolate? Like, wouldn't you think that white chocolate would be called milk chocolate?
Yeah, but have you guys ever dipped French fries in a Frosty?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried that?
Yeah.
So there, I could see the reason behind it, right? It kind of salty and sweet mixes, but why Japan? Why is everything tested in Japan? That's what I want to know. That's the more interesting part of this story to me. I mean, why do they always get the black buns, the chocolate covered French fries?
Their population is like the test, the lab rats of McDonald's.
Sure.
I just don't get it. Why? Somebody's explaining.
Maybe they're more adventurous.
Yeah, I think that might be what it is. I think that maybe the Japanese people might be more willing to try something new, whereas the American people might recoil faster at like, hey, don't touch my fries. Like they might be more upset that you're messing with perfection.
Yeah, they're not going to protest or do
The Japanese probably assume that this is already happening in the U.S. because it's coming from McDonald's.
Also,
so they're just like excited about the trend that has already swept waves through the country and of the United States.
Hmm. Yeah, both of those are actually good explanations as to why. I like that.
I think the idea is better than the name. I think the name needs a lot of help. The McChoco potato. I don't know if that's like the Japanese translation brought into English, but McChoco potato. I don't see that catching on.
I like McChoco.
What about McChoco McFries?
McChoco fries. McChoco fries would be better. I think that it's a translation issue because we would never call fries potato.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a translation thing. McChoco fries is probably what we would get. I don't think we'll ever see them though.
Hmm.
Way too extreme.
Mm-hmm. Too extreme. Would you ever try this in your real life, Danny?
No.
At a Super Bowl party? No McChoco potato?
Somehow, not even at a Super Bowl party.
Somehow a Super Bowl party all of a sudden changes everything when it comes to what I'll eat.
So you're not interested?
I just first of all, I'm not a chocolate fan as much as you might say otherwise. I'm a gummy bear guy, like Tyson. I think we're both gummy bear guys. So I wouldn't try that. Plus, I love McDonald's fries as they are. And so when you guys were making that explanation why Americans wouldn't do it, I'm like, that's me. You know, I would have a hard time switching my McDonald's fries to this.
Okay.
To McChoco potatoes.
The McChoco potato.
Yeah. While we're here, why don't we touch on this? They're coming out with a new flavor of Oreos, cinnamon bun Oreos. Tyson, are you in or out?
Is it with the chocolate cookie or is it with the vanilla cookie?
It is a cinnamon cookie. And I guess that the icing would be sort of like the part of the Oreo in the middle would represent the icing in a cinnamon bun.
Yep, I'm in.
You're in, Danny?
Yeah, I love Cinnabuns.
I'm out. I think that it is just going to be a poor imitation of something that's good.
Maybe. Have you ever had cinnamon gold? What are those grams?
Golden grams?
No, the little
cinnamon bears. Toast crunch?
No, the little bear-shaped crackers.
Oh, Teddy grams?
The cinnamon Teddy grams. Those are good.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'm not a big cinnamon cookie guy. A cinnamon.
Oh, somebody in the chat room called you Rigid Rob.
Yeah, because that's a reference to something Nicole said. If I don't get to have eggs in the morning. And I did not get to have eggs in the morning today. And I got to say, I'm not thrilled.
Hey, Rob, I had eggs this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good.
Oh, scrambled with breakfast
a little bit of cheese.
Yeah. Unlike my wife, I like to have like sort of like a daily routine that I follow and not just like sort of like a wing it.
Yeah, you do your eggs and then you do your calisthenics.
I wish. I wish I did calisthenics.
His tracksuit every morning.
Yeah, I wish.
In his velour tracksuit, just like the guy who makes the juicers.
Jack LaLanne?
Jack LaLanne.
I believe he's dead.
I don't think he's dead yet.
Oh, he's dead. I think he's dead.
Like doing crunches while he watches TV.
In heaven, I think. I'm pretty sure.
It could be.
Pretty confirmed. I think Jack LaLanne is dead.
I'll Google it.
All right, let's take a moment and thank a sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends over at Wix.com. Because if you need a website, why not do it yourself with Wix.com? Tyson, you're a self-starter. You like to do things for yourself.
All the time.
Yeah. So you could get your own website up and running with Wix.com because you can get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. No matter what business you're in, we'll have something for you over at Wix.com, right? Because any sort of like a bicycle enterprise you're doing, get up a website like that with Wix.com.
Almost immediately. And it looks professional.
Almost immediately.
It is professional.
Yeah, because Wix.com is used by more than 75 million people throughout the world. And Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites. You can do it yourself, and you don't need to be a programmer or designer to do it. Danny, don't you hate it when these programmers and designers act like they're better than you?
Oh, yeah. It really curbs my self-esteem.
Yeah. Because now you can show them with easy drag and drop features, hundreds of designer-made customizable templates to choose from. You can even add video to the background, and that always looks pretty sharp if you ask me.
Yeah, really cool.
No coding is needed either. You can get your website live today, and it's free. So go to Wix.com and sign up for an entirely free account today with no credit card required. Tyson, is there any downside that you could think of?
No, I mean, I was going to say the time it takes to sign up, but that more than pays for itself with the website.
It's easy. The result is stunning. So go to Wix.com today. That's Wix.com today. Let's give some advice to our listeners about what they should be doing with their passwords. Danny, a study came out this past week about the worst passwords of 2015.
So I needed to get into a website to get some sound effects, right?
And you needed a password?
I didn't want to sign up, so I just guessed. I just typed things in until I got into somebody's account so I could download the passwords, and it was something like admin and then password 1234. It was something really that simple.
So you hacked the website?
I guess that makes me a hacker. Should I have admitted that on...
Well, I was going to say, how did you know the username? I feel like the passwords are easier to figure out than a username.
Yeah, you're just like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at least as cute. So,
yep.
But yeah, I just figured people, you know, like this article says, people aren't very creative. And so you just use, you know, admin or password or user one, password 1234. And eventually you'll come across something. Like,
yeah.
Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tops the list.
Yes.
So you could probably go onto any website. You could probably go onto Instagram, type in names, and then just keep doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and eventually you're going to get in to somebody.
Yeah, I guess so. And then what would you do once you got in?
Probably snoop a bit and then leave.
In somebody's Instagram account? I don't really think... I feel like that's probably not a great example. I don't know if there's much you
can... No,
could,
it's
you
can, not. But
you,
look,
I guess you could post pictures of, snow wieners on their account.
Snow wiener. Yeah.
I just do really, really bad pictures, so everybody thought I was a poor photographer. Thought that person was, not thought I was.
But the kind of guy who has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as a password probably takes bad pictures anyway.
That's true. Doesn't really know how to utilize his smartphone.
No, or be creative.
Some of the other bad passwords of 2015 include password as the password. That's not great. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I guess slightly better than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
QWERTY. They sort of like the top row of keys. And then people got into a lot of football and baseball, but they're also highlighting that there are some bad Star Wars passwords that are out there, including Star Wars, Solo, and Princess.
How can Solo be a password? I thought they had to be 8 characters long with a capitalization, a number, and a symbol.
I bet it's Han Solo and these guys' password that wrote the article. So they're like, let's not advertise our password. We'll advertise everybody else's. So on this website where we found this, let's use Han Solo as the password.
Yeah. Now, how come there weren't other, you know, I feel like that some of the Star Wars characters might be better passwords, like a R2-D2 or C-3PO. I feel like that those are good combinations of letters and numbers.
C-3PO, but then you could spell 3 out or something, Danny.
Oh, way to be creative, Tyson. Thank you. I'll call you the next time I need a password.
Yeah, I actually sell passwords that I generate.
Not that little girl.
I just... Yeah, I'm putting this little girl out of business, dude. So mine are only $1.50 a piece.
Yeah.
And I will just make up a password and send it to you.
Does it have anything to do with the person? Do you want to know anything about them? Or do you just go ahead and like just make up just like, here's your randomly assigned password?
I mean, I could learn stuff about them, but no, that seems like an extra step. Mm. So I'll just give them a randomly assigned password. And here's the thing. Maybe I just give the same password to everybody.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's interesting because you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. That's and then if people did find out, then you would know, like, oh, you broke the rules.
I have no idea what any of my passwords are. I'm constantly resetting them because it's just, that's probably the safest thing to do.
Yeah.
Right? Who can remember? How many passwords do you have? I used to keep a list and it was like 50 things long.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot password, click.
I use about, I probably use like 5 different passwords and they have different security levels. So on stuff I don't really care about, I have the one password that I've used the longest. And then on stuff I care about a little more, it's a little more secure and more secure and more secure until, like, you know, the most secure one. And then I rotate through. So when I change a password, I change it at the top and rotate everything down one.
But every high security or most secure one has the same password. No, but they all have the same password.
Yeah, but there's only like 2 or 3 of those that I use that for.
So all they have to do is find out one, and then basically they'll be able to get into everything that's most valuable to you.
Yeah, but I think even just getting into the one, they'll be able to get into all the others anyways by resetting passwords and stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Because all they really need is your email. Once they get into your email, they reset your passwords everywhere and they get them emailed to them.
It's so stupid we have passwords. Every day in my office, I go out 5 minutes into the common area and just complain about passwords.
Yeah, don't you just wish people could be honest?
Why can't we do retinal scans or something?
I thought you worked at your house, Danny. This is a whole different I didn't even know this storyline about you, that you go work in an office.
Occasionally. Mostly I go there so I can watch
office.
Yeah, I go there so I can watch Netflix.
And you go bitch about passwords there?
Yeah, like how to get into my Netflix account, which is the reason I go there, so I can watch TV in peace in my office. But it's like I always forget my passwords, and people, I'm sure they're like, why does this guy even come in? And then all he does when he does come in is come out and yell at us about passwords. And so it really is frustrating, though. I think it's ridiculous. Passwords are the stupidest thing.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, they don't use passwords because everybody's so honest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that, Tyson. No, I'll just believe you on that one.
So you can just type in your URL, Facebook.com/DannyCBryson, and it's in there.
Oh.
And it's just like, boop.
All right. Well, let's talk about another story that a lot of people are concerned about right now. Lots of news outlets were covering this last week about a condition that is affecting millions and maybe billions of people around the world. And that is the horror, which is smartphone pinky, which people are saying is something that from holding a phone that you're getting, people are getting like a little bit of an indentation right here holding where the phone is. And it is a widespread problem that people are getting very upset about. Tyson, are you affected by smartphone pinky?
No, I don't think so. How is it? Oh, it's from holding it like this probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So there's like a little bit of an indentation that's happening in people's fingers.
Not yet, but I don't hold my phone like that very often.
Okay. This is actual crapshool. I'm beginning to think.
Yeah.
And I felt that way when I saw this. You guys go on and talk about it. I'm going to continue.
Well, it's something that everybody is sort of like now, like self-diagnosing, and I have smartphone pinky, and people are trying to figure out, well, what is the cure for smartphone pinky? Can you sort of like stretch? Should you be using your phone in different sort of ergonomic ways?
Your hand upside down.
Right. Should you be switching hands and be more sort of like ambidextrous? Or should you need like a stand, like something like this, so that you can avoid getting the dreaded smartphone pinky? And then what are the long-term ramifications of the smartphone pinky? Is it something that, you know, eventually is your finger just going to like, you know, be like completely bending and breaking off like a frozen ponytail?
According to Dan, co-director of the New York Hand and Wrist Center, sounds prestigious.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a last name?
Yeah, but I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
Palach. He thinks that pinky angles might in fact be caused by heavier smartphones, but the effect is likely temporary. And as he describes it, it's no different than when you wear a sock with a tight elastic band all day and then take it off. So, and when I saw this, I didn't even read the article. It looked so stupid. I mean, it's not like their fingers are seriously deformed. Like if their fingers were bent into a 180 like this, like a cradle for the phone, then I'd be concerned.
Or jealous.
Or yeah, jealous. But yeah, this looks like a bunch of garbage.
So you are out on smartphone pinky.
I am totally out.
It's a very first world problem, the smartphone pinky.
No, I mean, nobody examines their pinky and then they hear about smartphone pinky. So for the very first time in their entire life, they're closely examining their pinky. And they're like, oh my gosh,
I think I have it.
Look at this. What is this doing?
I got a bend in mine.
This couldn't be genetics.
I might need a pinky implant, I think, to sort of like counterbalance the smartphone pinky.
I thought you were giving me a Hawaiian shaka because of my location.
Hang loose, Tyson.
Thank you.
So this is bull crap.
All right. So, you think that it's actually not a thing, or you think that it's not a big deal?
I think that your phone does make an indentation, right? They're pretty big, but I don't think it's permanent. I don't think it's really even a problem. And I mean, it's just one of those dumb things. Someone took a picture of their pinky that was slightly deformed from birth and said that the smartphone did it. So
have the phones gotten too big, or are the pinkies just inadequately protected?
Yeah, you need to definitely wear a brace now with the pinkies.
Yeah, do you need like some sort of like a splint that you should be putting on the pinky to sort of hold up the phone as a better tripod?
There's not even that much weight on my pinky because the phone kind of sticks to the other fingers that are holding it, especially with hands as sweaty as mine. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you're real sticky.
I'm really sticky. Plus, I have kids, so I'm always covered in like lollipop residue. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this is. That's come on.
Maybe should they be making a handle on the back of the phone so you should be holding it like this, like an old school iron?
Yeah, like a mug.
They have like that pop out one that you just like sort of like a phone handle. Around.
Yeah. Tyson says they already have it. So
they already have that?
They have one that pops out and then you can slide your fingers around it and pinch it.
Yeah, that's what we need. I think we should go on Shark Tank and sort of like say like a smartphone pinky is the number one most researched problem among Americans in the United States right now. This device
is an $85 billion dollar market.
Yeah.
This pitch is writing itself.
All right. So then a couple other quick things. Some bad news for California nudists down in Orange County.
Not again.
Yep. Bad news. I was very bummed out to hear this because apparently there was a group called the Naturists in Orange County who were able to like meet at this Huntington Beach City gym and pool to organize naked activities, which included naked basketball, volleyball, and swimming.
All the best sports for watching someone naked.
I feel like I'm on board with the swimming. Like, that's not a big deal. But basketball and volleyball, that just seems like a lot of flip-flap floppity-doos everywhere.
Right. Like, when a guy goes into the low post... How good is the defense in naked basketball? Like, do you kind of just like, all right, you got it.
I think it's top notch.
Yeah, I'd already get grossed out when a big sweaty dude, you know, is trying to defend me. I'll be like, here's the ball. Gosh.
Yeah, get away from me.
Get away from
me. I have to go home.
I have to go home and bathe in bleach.
Like, I feel like the guy that's shooting threes in there, you're not nearly as concerned about as the guy who really wants to take it to the hole.
Yeah, I get it.
And are you allowed to wear shoes in naked basketball?
Yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah.
Because you'd slip and slide too easy. And swimming, I mean, there are definitely some aspects that are a little sketchy, like flip turns. Or sure.
You think they're racing?
They could be racing. Maybe they're just swimming laps. I don't know. Right. I don't know how seriously they take this. Like, are they getting their exercise and just opting to not wear clothes? Or are they just having a great time? Like a more of a family reunion style.
Right. You would imagine that the naked Marco Polo is problematic.
Yeah, that could be.
Lots of good material here.
Yeah. Naked volleyball, I feel like I could almost see it more if it was beach volleyball. But I feel like that is this indoor? It's called Beach City Gym and Pool. But does that imply that it's indoor or there's an actual beach there?
I'd like to think there's a beach.
Okay.
Let's just assume.
Yeah.
But would they be able to play outside like that anyways? Plus, it's like diving to take a dig.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I see a lot of like skin burns.
Yeah. Getting sand in places, making pearls.
You got to protect that guy.
Okay, well, they're shutting it down. They're saying,
poor girl. You mean that that now if you live in that area, you can't go to a gym with in the back of your mind thinking that someone naked had been there before you, sweating all over?
What I don't get is, if nobody else is, why are they shutting it down? I mean, can other people see them? Is this a group where they're kind of, you know, closed off from the surrounding area?
It doesn't sound like it.
They're kind of out in the open.
Yeah. And the issue, they said, is that it was hard for the city employees to get their work done in the presence of all these naked people.
Oh, that, protecting the employees.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. So bad news for Orange County nudists. They'll have to find some other place to get their naked pickup basketball games going.
Yeah. Go to Danny, doesn't the gym by your house do a lot of nudist stuff?
Yeah, could you imagine? I came across a nude beach once, and it was in Hawaii, so maybe I could give you the show.
Tell me where.
It was on Maui.
Oh, I'm not there, and I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, if you get interested, let me know. I'll give you directions.
All right.
Well,
I'm interested.
There's a new mobile app that has been created by Chelsea Handler to help people get out of awkward conversations. It's called Gotta Go, and it allows you to set up fake emergencies that will text or call you to get out of a conversation. Tyson, you're shaking your head. You don't like this?
I don't like Chelsea Handler, but I love this idea, which makes me really question my dislike for Chelsea Handler.
You know what? Could I just say that last night I started watching the Chelsea Handler Netflix series, and I actually thought this was not a great idea for Chelsea Handler to do a show on Netflix, because I didn't think that her audience was going to follow her to Netflix. But I have to say, I was very pleasantly surprised. I thought it was really great, her show on Netflix. Mm. Where her
show,
I'm sorry, it's what kind of show?
Scripted.
It is. No, it is like a documentary series, but she's like dealing with like a lot of like real issues, like racism and like drug addiction and things like that. And it's a lot where her e-show, much like this, is a lot of fluff. I felt like that she really took a completely exploring different things on her Netflix show. And I actually thought it was, it wasn't hilarious. It wasn't funny, but I thought it was very interesting.
You know, why do you need an app? If you've got a good friend, just have them call you. I've done that before. I had Willie call me.
Well, not everybody has a good friend, Danny.
Yeah. Whoa. And the app is better because you don't have to communicate with anybody. You can just like bloop. Oh, here we go. And you can probably bet in the app, you can put like who you want it to look like it's from. So as it's ringing, it can be like grandma, you know?
Yeah, but what's going to sell it better? A text, or because you could fake a text at any moment and pretend you got one, or if someone calling you and actually having a conversation with somebody, a real person on the other side. That's the problem, is that you can fake a text at any time.
Yeah.
So who cares if you got a text from this app? You could just sit there and be like, I just got a text from my neighbor, says that my house is leaking. I mean, you don't need this app to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some people feel dishonest lying like that. So this gives them one more lie.
But you're still lying.
Yeah, but it's less of a lie.
Less of a lie.
Well, some people aren't as fast on their feet or as smooth on their feet. It's like once the thing is going off, like they don't want to have to also be like pretending to look at this.
So let's take this. We could take this one step further, right? And we could provide a service where we call and have an emergency for them.
Yes.
And we talk super center. Loud. Yeah. And we talk super loud, or we have them answer on the
perfect.
Like, oh, hey, yeah, this is paramedics. We found like a Hot Wheels car inside your dad. So if you could come to the emergency room.
Hot Wheels car inside your dad. Yeah, let's practice this. Okay, so I'll be hanging out with Danny, and then Tyson, you be the operator, okay?
Okay. And who am I contacting, Danny or Rob?
Me, okay? Okay. So I'm sorry, Danny, you were saying about your office.
Have you seen the Star Wars? Have you seen the recent Star Wars movie?
Hold on one second. Let me just grab this.
Bring.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rob Sesternino?
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Hold on one second, Danny.
Hi, Rob. I have some bad news. Your great grandma, she's here in the hospital. She's okay right now.
She's okay, okay right now.
Okay.
But they're gathering friends and family because she has been having visions of angels. And as we know, that is a sure sign of imminent death.
Oh, my God.
So if you could make your way to your great grandma to say your final piece to her before she passes on.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. I'll text my mom and get the details. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Yeah. Bye. Danny, I gotta go. My great grandmother is apparently having visions of angels. I need to. That's one of the signs that right before you go, I guess.
Dude, your grandma had a lot of time to hang out with you, whereas we're just starting to be friends. Yeah. So I feel like
you're shortchanging. You're kind of shortchanging Danny.
She's had her chance with you, and like if you haven't built a relationship by now, I mean. We're still in the early days of our relationship. Do you really want to go do this right
now? I hear that. I hear what you're saying. Keep calling. Yes. Hello.
Your mom is now in tears crying, and she said you're the only one that can console her.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Tell mommy I'll be there. Okay.
Okay. I'll tell her.
Okay. All right, yeah, thanks, Danny. Rob. I really got to go. My mom is crying
you
too.
Just make sure you give me the money for your half of the meal.
Oh, you got
and
it.
And don't forget to include the tip money.
All right, you know what? I got this. This one's on. Just let me go. Let me go.
No, there's no problem.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
By the way, why don't we just create a service where we actually go out and do the thing? Like we smash the window to their car. Call them so that they don't have to feel like they've been lied to. Someone has just smashed the window to your car and your alarm is going off like crazy.
And then they have the proof too. They're like, no, see, I actually took pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
Or we could smash the window to their car and take pictures and text it to them.
Yeah. Or we could help their grandma see angels. I mean, it's just, we can do it. So if they feel uncomfortable lying to this person, they don't have to. Right. It's the most honest service out
right.
there.
Like, there's been a small fire in my kitchen. Like, you come with me. I'll show you.
My basement is flooded.
Yeah.
No, it's really flooded.
Yeah. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see that they weren't even lying. Like, look. And we could like send like text pictures of it too.
Yeah.
Like, see, there's a picture. Really think we're on
something. I like this app idea. It's way better than hers.
And then one final thing, an update on a story we talked about last week about the town of Whitesboro up in New York, where they had to have this seal where they had a vote on the controversy of a man choking out an American Indian. It seems as though the town of Whitesboro is begrudgingly going to change the logo, Danny.
Did you notice we scooped this before the Daily Show?
Yeah, we were on it on top of that. That's news AF for you.
I want to think that we changed the Whitesboro people. Like we helped change their hearts, and that it was us and not the Daily Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that they're going to change their new logo to the Confederate flag.
Oh, is that what they're doing? That's not a good idea. Yeah.
Well, it might be a step up from what they had. I just don't know.
Yeah. They're going to be going ahead and changing to a more culturally appropriate drawing. So congratulations to Whitesboro for joining us
in the 21st century.
Yeah, let's not be too hasty to welcome them. We haven't seen the new logo yet, and I feel like we should.
What are you worried it could be?
I don't know, just something really bad. Like unbeknownstly bad to them, they draw.
Well, yeah, like if this was okay, they're you know, mentally or culturally or whatever, they're 100 years behind. What are they gonna do? Maybe the next thing they do is only 50 years behind. Still could be bad though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like a white man throwing a tomato.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they could come up with, but we will hopefully have a good chance to discuss it once it comes out. All right. Anything else that you guys feel like we needed to talk about today?
No. This was a great, great episode.
Fun talk.
We did have a great episode.
Fun chat today. All right. Of course, we are going to be back again next Monday to talk about all of the news AF stories that happen every single week here on this podcast. You could also leave us feedback and star ratings on iTunes with the link newsaf.news, newsaf.news. Tyson, did we get any reviews this past week?
Heck yeah, we did, dude.
Okay, what do we got?
Well,
I keep forgetting.
Are you able to access the iTunes store from Hawaii?
Yeah, dude, we're in America over here.
Okay.
Just right? Barely.
Just barely, but still, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
So, we got a ton of reviews.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
sweet.
That's great. We love it. Newsaf.news.
Man, we've got so many. I'll read a couple of them, or at least one.
At least one.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, at least one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Greatest thing since raspberries. 5-star by Darth Tyson. Ooh.
Another fake Tyson?
My evil self. Rob, and disclaimer, this is not me that's writing the review. This is someone else. A Darth Tyson. I don't have a Darth in my name.
Yes.
Rob, Tyson, and Danny provide a great time for all ages. Not only is this news actual, but it's extremely factual.
Yes.
I listen to News AF. My dog, Blickety, listens to News AF. And my fish, Cutie, Fishy, and Vanny listen to News AF. Actual newspapers aren't nearly as good. I love News AF.
Better than newspapers. We did it.
Yes, we finally beat print media.
Yeah.
It's finally on its downturn.
Yes.
Tyson, can you read the one from Ryan Dubree? Do you see that one from January 18th?
Yeah, I love that one. Ready? So this podcast is the title. This podcast, 5 stars by Ryan Dubree. It good! Exclamation!
About 200 exclamation points.
Yeah, so long. They go off the screen. It's so big. So many exclamation points. It good. Points.
Quite an endorsement.
It good. I think that should be like on those little Sundance banner wings.
Yeah.
And then it on our cover, and then it says "It good," and then Ryan Free iTunes. Something
I think
like
that's
that.
The number one contender for the hashtag right now.
Yeah,
Ryan, thank you, Ryan.
I like the hashtag. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's
thank
perfect.
You, Ryan.
Yeah. It's perfect. It good. Well done. All right. Anything else you guys want to cover today?
I think I'm going to cover my body in tanning oil.
Yeah, that's good. It good.
Yeah.
Danny, what about you? You're off to the office now?
I haven't decided yet. Probably eat lunch first. I don't want to show up too early. People begin to expect things from me.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Good plan.
I hate that. I think I might be getting that Chelsea Handler app to just like set that up and just, anytime I'm downstairs to say like, oh, honey, work emergency. Okay. I gotta take this. I gotta go upstairs and take this. They need me.
Rob has his own mini fridge upstairs.
I don't have a mini fridge.
Ooh. Oh,
That is actual crapshool. I have a water cooler, but not a mini fridge.
Maybe you should text me your address and I'll get a mini fridge sent to your office.
I appreciate that. But I feel like that I just don't want it. Like, I feel like it's going to use up too much electricity.
Really?
Yeah. Why you think
even the energy saver ones?
I don't know. I feel like I don't want to get too comfortable up here. Like, I mean, it's probably like a good thing for me to walk downstairs. Like, really, if you could get me anything, I feel like a rope ladder would be good so that I could sort of like get in and out and not have to walk past, my wife who's going to say, what are you doing now?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, good. Take one of these babies.
A rope ladder. Who doesn't want a rope ladder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. All right. Well, that's the hashtag it good for the episode. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting them. I don't think we screwed up too much. Not too many things to edit out of this one. So
no, I think we did Scott good today.
Yeah. Scott, I think, is probably smiling today as we go through this one. So thanks so much to everybody who checked us out. We love to hear from you guys. News AF.news or in the comments section. Have a good one. Take care, everybody. Bye.